Mansoor Arbab Siyar, an Iranian-American used car salesman, was arrested at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport on September 29, 2011. He was charged with planning to assassinate Saudi ambassador Adel al-Jubeir in a bomb attack in a restaurant in Washington. He signed a plea bargain offered to him by Preet Bharara, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. After this one-sided out-of-court deal, which benefited the district attorney, Arbab Siyar was sentenced to 25 years in prison. He was represented by Sabrina Sharaf, a federal public defender appointed by the court. Arbab Siyar's family say that Sharaf used unethical means to make her client sign the plea bargain.
I believe that my brother's lawyer cut a deal with a prosecutor for her own interest. She has painted a very evil picture of lawyers in the U.S. My brother signed the plea bargain and confession with her guidance. She was his only hope, and she betrayed him. There was no evidence against my brother. Now he has the maximum sentence. The real villain here is his lawyer.
Experts say a defendant who goes to trial and is found guilty of a serious felony receives, on average, a prison sentence that's twice as long as the sentence offered in a plea bargain for the same offense. Yet Arbab Siyar's plea bargain agreement says that he acknowledges that his entry of a guilty plea to the charged offenses authorizes the sentencing court to impose any sentence up to and including the statutory maximum sentence. Arbab Siyar's family say that he signed this agreement with the lawyer's guidance and advice. They question why she would have advised him to enter into an agreement that was so detrimental to him. Arbab Siyar's mother has spoken to Press TV about her son.
I honor the law. I do not understand politics. I don't care about politics. My son is innocent. He is a good son. I have raised him, I know. His friends and family who know him say that this is ridiculous. He is not even the type. I am begging the judge and the US president to release my son. Please don't imprison him for political reasons. I am old and sick. In 25 years, I won't be alive to see him.
His nephew also talked to Press TV. He stated that his uncle was at times influenced by action movie characters and talked like them. He says that he never thought his jokes would be used against him by U.S. judiciary officials.
My uncle talked a lot. He loved to repeat famous dialogues in Hollywood movies. We laughed. We never thought that those jokes would land him in jail.
At the sentencing hearing, Sharaf argued that Arbab Siyar had committed the crime due to long-standing untreated bipolar disorder. Yet she had previously advised him to plead guilty in terms of a plea bargain.
Arbab Siyar's family say that the twisted corridors of U.S. criminal justice system have led to Mansoor Arbab Siyar's long-term jail time. They say that the sentencing is political and are calling for justice. Arash Khalatari, Press TV, Tehran.